Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Angels are always referred to as men or in that masculine gender. They're never referred to as being women, always. Let me give you a couple of examples. I have three examples here for you. Matthew chapter number 28. Matter of fact, I'm going to be reading from Matthew 28 in our morning worship service about the Great Commission. But in Matthew chapter number 28, at Jesus' resurrection, beginning in verse number 1, at the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, which we know is Sunday, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Now, verse number 3, his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. Verse 4, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. This is just one illustration of many in Scripture. And I'm going to give you three. I could go on and on about every time it's referred to as angels in Scripture, it's referred to as being masculine in man form. Okay, read another one, Acts chapter number 12. You know this setting very well. I won't read it, the whole thing. Remember Peter in prison, an angel of the Lord, there's a great earthquake. Let me read number 7, verse number 7, Acts chapter number 12. Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, speaking of Peter, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up. And notice I skipped over that. He, the angel, smote Peter on the side. Can you imagine Peter's way? And there's that great earthquake. Hey, wake up, man. And raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto them, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him. So you see, it's referring once again to this angel. And it's a he, and him. Okay? Let me give you another good one. Genesis chapter number 19. Remember Lot? A fellow named by the name of Lot. Let's begin verse number one. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate at Sodom. Remember, we talked about this weeks ago about how Lot, when he separated from Abraham, he looked towards Sodom. First time here, he looked towards Sodom. Next time you find him, he's in Sodom. And the next time you find him, he has a job for you. Four times you find him at Sodom, and he gets more and more, Lot is involved in Sodom. At first, he just looked. Then he kind of moved. Then he became involved. Now he's sitting at the gate. In other words, he's one of the leaders of Sodom. He sat at the gate. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Verse number 2, and he said, behold, my lords, turn in, I pray, into your servant's home and tarry all night and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go your own ways. And they, the angels, said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. Verse number 3, he pressed upon them greatly, speaking of Lot to the angels. And they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he, speaking of Lot, made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Now, verse number 4, but before they lay down, remember this is at night, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round both young and old and all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him. And said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Now, behold, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and you do to them as good in your own eyes. Only unto these who? Men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. Before we go any farther, it blows my mind to think that a daddy would say, take my daughters. Two thoughts here from commentators who are commentators, okay? Two thoughts. Number one, that kind of had an idea that these were angels, men of God. Could be. And they sure didn't want anything to fall upon them, which I kind of don't hold to that. Because if they're angels, we already know one can slay 185,000. It ain't no problem for two angels to do away with the guy. I hold to the second opinion. It's kind of my opinion. Again, you know what opinions are like. Opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two and they both stink. All right, but this is my opinion. It may be a stinking armpit opinion, but it's my opinion. That perhaps these men were so depraved because they just liked men. They were sodomites, homosexuals. That Lot knew that they wouldn't do anything to the daughters, because that's what I'd like to believe. I'd like to think that a dad, because he believed, because these are, you know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, that perhaps that's why he said, take my daughters and do with them whatever you want to, knowing in the back of his mind, well, they don't like girls anyway, so they won't do nothing to them. Are you following? Yeah. That's kind of what I think, whether or not. But the point I'm trying to make here, that these angels, again, were men in that masculine form. Angels are nowhere ever mentioned in Scripture about being women. And I know all of you like that television show. I talked about it last week. Touched by an Angel. Roma Downer, whatever her name is, you know. She was portrayed as an angel and had some good. I watched a little bit of it, but, you know, I don't get in back then, didn't watch a lot of TV. I still remember one thing from that. How many of y'all ever watched that? Now, be honest. Candace, did you ever watch it? I saw you wanting to lift your hand. You were probably afraid he'd be mad at you. Okay. I watched a little bit. One thing that I remember from that show that I actually wrote in my Bible, that I've used that quote, where it came from, I don't know. I remember her saying something at the end of the show. She'd always had something good to say. She made the statement, do you know why God put our face on the eyes on the front of our head instead of the back of our head? To see where we're going and not where we've been. Did y'all get that? Yeah. I thought it was pretty good, you know, to see where we're going and not where we've been. That was pretty profound. But I'm saying, even though it was good, there were not any women angels. Matter of fact, we're going to find out about giving in marriage and all in just a little bit. We're going to look at that. Number four, they are non-reproductive beings. In other words, there are no such thing as baby angels. I hate to pop your bubble. I'm just telling you about the Word of God. Remember when David, let me give you an example. Okay, with this. Because I know I do funeral. Unfortunately, I've done funerals for babies and all. And somebody, and eventually something's ever said, well, they, even on cemetery, you go to the market, you see it on the tombstone or the headstone, gone to be an angel. See that? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thought. But the truth is, that baby who died is much better than an angel. God has a great plan and purpose for them. Angels do not reproduce. They're not little baby angels. We see pictures of these babies floating on clouds, strumming a harp, you know, kind of, and wings and all. Angels are a company, and I have it in quotes, a company, not a race. Now, time will allow, I'll deal with this at another time.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.